Yo, what up, Street Talks? It's Eric Kim. All right, just wanted to create a quick presentation for you to hopefully turbocharge your creativity in photography and beyond. And this is open source, so feel free to download, share, propagate, etc. So I think one of the most difficult things that we face as creatives and creative artists, visual artists, etc., is the notion of creativity. Typically, when people talk about creativity, I think people mean to talk about creative ingenuity in terms of like to create things or approach things like nobody has ever done before. So, ingenuity and novelty in whatever you create. However, I far prefer the notion of creativity as, like Cindy says, she just like says, I like to make stuff. And if you break down the word creativity, it's just creativity. So if you like to create stuff, if you like to make stuff, you're essentially creative. A simple definition of creativity is propensity to create. And actually, so one website that I actually look at more than Google is Wiktionary.org. And I looked at the word create and what the origin was. And it actually comes from this notion, Proto-Indo-European cur, which means to grow, to make, grow, to nourish. And so for me, anytime you create, you're taking whatever is nascent, whatever is in you, and you're kind of growing it. You're making it, you're putting it out there in the world. I really like this idea of a creative turbocharger. So, you know, we all want the 911 turbo. You want to go turbo thoughts, drop it like RoboCop, Kanye West, right? So what is a turbocharger? I did some research into it, and it's very interesting that the notion of a turbocharger is comes from turbulence, like a storm, a hurricane, and it comes from rotating, swirl, turning around. And so a simple thought in order to become more creative, perhaps we should add more creative turbulence to our lives, like literally try to like kind of, you know, fuck shit up. And the goal then is how can you harness your how can you add more turbulence to your life and harness that disorder in order to create. So for example, you know, typically when you go to work or you go to the grocery store, you go to a local coffee shop, typically we tend to walk on the same route. Shout out to Terry Anderson, UCLA undergrad. One social experiment we had to do is every time we walked to class, just every single time take a different route. So even now, I switch up between Google Maps and Apple Maps and just intentionally try to take different routes to go hiking or elsewhere. And it actually gives me a new perspective. Like even if the route's like 5 or 10 minutes longer, as long as it's novel, it kind of gives me like I see new things, new building developments, give me new thoughts. And so just think about how you could add more disorder rather than control in your life. One of the most fascinating notions that I got from the philosopher Nassim Taleb is this notion of via negativa. And it means via, like by the way of, negativa, like negative. And so the basic idea is in order to be more creative, in order to create more, in order to be more ingenious in terms of your approach, figure out what to get rid of or what to cut. So even photography, you could think about photography as like sculpture, right? You start off with reality is your marble, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to chisel away and trying to cut away the excess marble, things which you find superfluous. A tip that I got from our best friend Leonardo da Vinci is this notion of starting with a black canvas. So apparently, with a lot of his paintings, he just painted it black and then added the colors on top of it. So a simple thing that I've personally done is like, you know, if I create an abstract in Procreate, I just start with a black background. You could do this in Photoshop or Affinity Photo, etc. And when you start with a black canvas, you could add the whites, you could add the brightness to it. This is also why I like black and white photography so much, is that I try to make the photos as dark as possible and just add enough ring light or highlights or white silhouettes to the image to make an image. I mean, I'm probably getting this wrong, but apparently this is a military notion, first and last note. I get it from the Nujabes song, right, Philo. But essentially the idea is, as a military commander, to be a true, you know, to have real balls, right, or to have a, to be a real man of, courage is you should be the first into the battleground and the last out. Applied to creativity, you know, this is the same with movie directors, that you're only as good as your last film. Artists, you're only as good as your last photo, your last art piece, whatever. And so in order to be perpetually creative in your artistic pursuits, I like this idea that think more about your recent artworks than, you know, your OG, you know, your creme de la crop images. So even Henri Cartier-Bresson, the reason why he gave up photography, I think, is because he just kind of got bored of it, I think. You know, he was sick of people liking the jumping puddle picture over his more recent ones. Actually, he has a lot of obscure images where the compositions are far more complex and interesting. Just Google Eric Kim Henri Cartier-Bresson studies PDF and you could probably find that. And so even for me, my current artistic muse is my son Seneca. And it's amazing that even if our daily routine doesn't change too much, because it's always growing and developing, like by the day level. And I think to myself as an adult, right? I do believe that maybe to some extent, the brain plasticity of an adult, it might be similar to a kid. I mean, I think we tend to knock on our adult selves too much, but if we as adults could be as creative and develop as quickly as children, what could we become? So think about your most recent works. I really like this idea that the devil's in the details. Like when you're photographing stuff, and this is the reason why I like to photograph, like, you know, gritty textures and, you know, other interesting images of the sort, is that, like, on the left side, I personally see an image which I find super cool. It looks like a devil's face or like some sort of adler or snake or something like that. And to me, it's so inspirational because even in the boring ass suburbs where there's like literally no sidewalks and stuff, you could always find small details. This is why I really like the Ricoh GR3, Eric Kim wrist strap Mark II. I always have the camera in my front right pocket. I really like the Unique Glow. Was it athletic shorts, the ultra stretch or whatever? But anyways, always having a camera in your front and right pocket. And one thing I've actually discovered is shooting macro mode is extremely advantageous. I also shoot extra small JPEG, extreme high contrast black and white. And as much as I love the iPhone and I love how democratizing it is, if you really want to maximize your creativity, a thought is for, you know, moving forward, instead of photographing things on your iPhone, just shoot with your Ricoh GR and try to uncover a world of small details. I also have this notion that I call ADAP, as dark as possible. And the idea is we must go darker, right? It comes from the Leonardo DiCaprio, the Inception, right? We must go deeper, right? So the basic idea is when you're shooting on your camera, whatever camera you use, I just shoot in program mode, P mode, autofocus, and keep lowering your exposure compensation to like -1, -2, -3, -4, until it's so dark you could barely see nothing, and then just add exposure compensation until you could barely make a silhouette of whatever you do. So as a consequence, like, you know, I'm playing with Sen in the backyard and stuff like that, the photos actually look much more mysterious and actually much more artistic and beautiful. And a simple thought is also the metering I've been using on the Ricoh is the highlight exposure priority. By making photos as dark as possible, especially in black and white, you uncover details you might have not noticed before. The least way to be creative is to shoot HDR at zero exposure compensation, because by showing too many details, the photos actually become less artistic. Also, think templates. So it's easier to start something with a template than to start something with a scratch, from scratch. So my personal intervention is keep the template consistent, But whatever you create in it, that's what you change. So it's kind of like, in order to maximize your creativity, this is my thought, keep one variable consistent and keep one variable different. And there's lots of different ways you could approach this, right? So like, for example, if you're doing a street photography project, right? Let's say your project is photographing guys in suits. That could be the consistent variable, photograph men in suits, but the variable is like in different places. Or a different thought is, you know, maybe it could be more simple, like a black and white photography project, is that your consistent variable is black and white. And what to change is whatever your subject matter is. Think ASAP, you know, ASAP Rocky, ASAP Berg, always strive and prosper. There's no dollar sign here. It's I call it as simple as possible or as small as possible. When it comes to your digital tools, your creative outputs, whatever, do not strive for complexity in your approach. Rather, strive for the simplest possible approach that helps you maximize your creativity. So for example, on the Ricoh GR3X and also on the GR3, I experimented with extra small JPEG, and the images are roughly 2000 pixels wide, which is actually more than big enough to full screen on your laptop and stuff like that. And as a consequence, it's actually helped me shoot more. There's less creative friction. I could upload to WordPress quicker. So that's something you could experiment with. Art and adrenaline. So aesthetically, I like this idea is that, this is a simple thought. Trust no philosopher or artist or thinker who cannot deadlift more than 4 plates, 405 pounds, because if one is able to deadlift, this is my personal standards, right? To deadlift at least 4 plates, squat at least 3 plates, there's something about the adrenaline rush that you get from extreme high weights that unlocks your creativity to the next level. And there is a deep synesthesia between your body and your artwork. So whenever you see artists who tend to be like super emaciated, addicted to drugs, whatever, their artworks similarly are going to reflect the same. Whereas if you look at somebody who is very healthy, stout, you know, etc., the artworks they're going to create are going to be healthy as well. So if you're feeling uninspired in your artwork, figure out ways to get your adrenaline up. So listen to some trap music, listen to the new Donda album, ASAP Berg, whatever it kind of gets you going. Heavy hitting rock music, going to the gym, doing 1 rep max, deadlifts, squats, whatever have you. Or just going to the ground and do as many push-ups as you can or chin-ups as you can in a minute. And the more you get your adrenaline up, the better. And I think this is also why I love street photography so much, is because I think I'm an adrenaline junkie. And sometimes people wish that, oh, I wish that like I wasn't so scared or I didn't feel fear in street photography. But actually, I think it's actually the fear and the propensity is for us to feel afraid, which makes us feel more alive. A simple list of apps I like, Procreate, iPad, iPhone, iWriter, Mac, iPad, iPhone. I actually really like iWriter. I've used this for almost like over a decade. Shout out. GarageBand, really good. I use Loops, make beats, Pages. So they got rid of the iBooks author tool, which I used to use to make a lot of my free ebooks. But apparently they integrated into Apple Pages now. So you could actually use Apple Pages to make photo books, something to experiment with. I think Keynote is awesome. It's like a quadrillion times better than PowerPoint. Shout out to Steve Jobs. Google Slides is also a good way. And all eventually what you could just do is, it's good for laying out. You can export it as PDF and share links this way. And the iPhone is actually a very good creativity tool. This is like me just creating some sort of like using the Procreate app to just create an abstract in Procreate on the iPhone. I'm just using the iPhone SE, the new one. And whenever creativity strikes, you could just kind of make images, whatever, right? I think also the reason why people like to do magazines, zines, and stuff like that is also laying things out is also a creative act. So think about when you're making a photography book or presentation or a PDF or whatever. Have fun just kind of placing images in different corners, making some images big, small. There's really no science to it. It's just an art. and whatever looks good to you and brings you joy. I've also been really into calligraphy lately, and I think there is actually a hidden link between calligraphy and black and white photography that people haven't figured out yet. And the philosophy behind calligraphy, and I just use the ZenBrush 2 app, is that you're kind of imputing your soul energy, force chi into your thing. So essentially I just make squiggle lines, right? But in creating it, like sometimes I'll write a blog post on a certain idea, like, your house is your Zen temple or whatever. And then I was like thinking to myself, if I could visualize this thought in a calligraphy calligraph, how could I make it? And I'll just take up the phone and like, it feels like this. Cool. And so calligraphy then becomes a new form of communication. And the fun thing, you could just do on your iPhone, iPad. If you don't own an iPhone, iPad, honestly, just get the newest iPhone SE, cheapest model, or get the newest iPad, cheapest model, what, $330. I mean, it's probably one of the best investments you can make for your creativity. Realize that also creativity is all about iteration. It's about the next version. And also creativity is a continuum. So every step of the creative process is actually creative. So for example, coming up with an idea, rejecting the idea, changing the idea, creating the thing, publishing it, every single step is creative. And when do you stop being creative is when you die. Something that I've been promoting for a long time, photo by Jack Delano, I edited it. A simple way to be more creative as a photographer, artist, visual artist, and so forth is delete social media. So delete Instagram. I deleted my Instagram maybe 2017 when I had like 60,000 followers or whatever. It's probably the best decision I made. The reason being is that the basic notion of social media is kind of good insofar much as you're given a free platform to populate your images, to share your images and so forth. But the downside is ultimately you never own the land, right? So it's like you remember the days of sharecropping, and so you got the landowner, they're like, oh, you come here and you could till the land and you get profits, but essentially you end up becoming it's like slavery 2.0 to the land. And we all know that sharecropping didn't turn out well, and I think we should also think about that in the context of yourself. So the moral of the story is, if you do not play for the platform, you are a digital sharecropper. I recommend instead making your own website, blog, self-hosted, either oneinone.com, bluehost.com, just install wordpress.org, and be an owner. A simple thing is to photograph those whom you love. So my thought is, when you're on your deathbed at 120, hopefully, right? Ain't nobody gonna care about photographs you shot. Strangers are gonna care about the photos of people you love. So Cindy Project was my big epiphany. Cindy is my soulmate, my life mate, and life has become more and more fascinating with her. And yeah, this is a picture we shot in Cuba. This is like literally 2 months before lockdown and COVID. Kind of crazy, right? But anyways, I think of street photography like an ethos. It's essentially an approach. It's about capturing spontaneity, creating interesting juxtapositions, surrealism, decisive moments, personally significant moments, etc. And so even this technique, what I did was I cut out her eyes on top, and then the eyes are on bottom from a picture, and it kind of creates that surrealism. Something I often like to do on the iPhone, iPad, even the laptop is I do a screenshot and then I draw the compositional lines, what I see on top of it, as a form of understanding. So also know that whenever you screenshot something, it is actually also a creative act. Maybe you could just publish your screenshots as blog posts too. All creativity is good creativity. It's better to create something quote unquote bad than not to create something at all. One of the notions I really like from Silicon Valley and development is this notion of full stack. So full stack means typically in development that you could do the front end, the back end, you could do the whole shebang. So in the context of creativity is like you own, you're vertically integrated. You could do all of it. So you know how to use your camera, you know how to make pictures, you know how to import them to your computer, you know how to process them, you know how to select your best photos, you know how to publish them to your own website, you know how to manage your own website, you know how to promote yourself, you know how to brand yourself, etc. If you shoot film photography, it's a good idea that you could shoot film yourself, you could process it yourself, scan it yourself, share it. And sometimes there's a lot of artists who just hire consultants to do things for them. And the reason why this tends to be bad is that ultimately you're not going to have a consultant forever. And then if you want to change or edit something yourself, like you're kind of screwed. So what's actually much more robust is it's better to learn how to do it all yourself, even though you do a less good job than somebody who's a quote-unquote professional. And so I think to yourself, when you're creative pursuits, only pursue things that you could do wholly yourself. Even a fun little activity that I've been doing, this is like when I was kind of bored during pandemic, is I'd go to the gym and I found ways to be creative. Like I call this creative double dipping or BOGO, where I would just do a warm up in the gym. This is just me doing some like stretches before powerlifting. And I would just put the Ricoh Gear 3 on the ground, this 28 millimeter, shoot high contrast black and white 24 FPS. Now I just record myself stretching and stuff, and they actually end up looking very like artistic. And then I imported the videos to my laptop on my MacBook Pro, and now I would just screenshot them and then share those as images as well. So huge fan of shooting 24 FPS because the file sizes tend to be slower. And also when you watch cinema at 24 FPS, it's more beautiful and more artistic and poetic. Whenever you watch a film in 60 FPS, it's almost too fast where it's not abstract enough. So try experimenting shooting more videos. I really like this idea that creativity is an existential thing, which means like currently in capitalistic Western America, etc., is that we think that we exist in order to make money to create produce capital, right? So ultimately everything is justified and judged by how much money you make or your propensity to make money. However, I think the ultimate end is actually creativity. Is money is just only an antecedent, or it's only a tool in order for you to create. Money is not the goal, creativity is the goal. So, you know, a way to face existential dread. So existential dread is like you dread waking up in the morning, like, for what do I exist? For whom do I exist? And stuff. I mean, a simple thought is like, I exist in order to create stuff and make stuff. So I'm an artist, I'm a kid, whatever you do. And so as long as you're creating stuff, you're kind of doing a good job. And this is why I think blogging is so good, because you know, you create stuff, you're like, okay, what do I do with it? Just put it on your blog, right? So WordPress.com, if you just want a simple, quick solution. And just open source it. Even as a creative idea, right? Like a lot of artists, they still are stuck in this like Parisian salon notion of you have a fancy exhibition and you know, you gotta print out your photos super nice and print out a photo book. Like, what if actually you gave yourself a creative constraint where you're not allowed to print anything analog or in real life, that you could only do it digitally and just open source it? Approach things from a child's mind, child's eye, like a kid. Seneca's artworks assisted with Cindy. And know that your creativity should all integrate into each other. So not just photography, but videos, music, beats, knowledge, information. Like even something that I've been doing is I've been making iMovie slideshows with my photos, each image being 0.5 seconds and just fitting. And I used to get all these copyright infringement notices on YouTube, which was super annoying. And then I was just like, wait, what if I could just make my own beat? So I kind of started screwing around in GarageBand using loops. And it was once again a great form of creative double dipping because I actually ended up finding that I really enjoy making music and beats. And then, you know, some people might be like, yo, that's cheating, or you're not doing it the real way, you're using loops. But I'm like, and I think this is where I'm blessed that I never went to like I guess like music school or producer school. I don't know what's right or wrong. Like I only know the biases in photography. So I'm like, I don't even identify as a music maker or a beat maker or a producer. I'm just, you know, most people know me as a photographer. And then when people find out that I actually made the beats, like, whoa, you made the beats. So think about how you could integrate more creative outlets to your process, whether it be making music, making videos, making films, podcasts, etc. A very good idea that I came up with is this notion of a creative timer Pomodoro for 15 minutes. Just open up your iPhone, set it for 15 minutes, put your phone to airplane mode, and just go around and just shoot for 15 minutes and see what you find interesting. Something that I also like when it comes to creativity is this is kind of like this Kaizen approach, Kaizen approach. It's kind of like the Toyota way, is that there is no final perfect model. It's always constantly changing. So, for example, if you think Iron Man, right? It's like, what is the best Iron Man or the best Iron Man version or the Iron Man outfit? And so, if you actually watch all the Iron Man films, all the different versions, the Mark 1, Mark 2, Mark 3, Mark 4, like even though the Canon 5D, the OG, Mark 2, Mark 3. So, every single iteration, every single mark, every single version is constantly being improved, refined, and made better. And so I think maybe this is a good way for you to think about your creativity as well, is that there's no final perfection. To perfect is simply to complete something and to move on to the next one. Even it's kind of cool. I like the Mark 8 because it's like 90% gold and only 20% red. Whereas the other ones tend to be a little bit more 50-50. And yeah, the last thought is this notion of so recreation is to literally recreate yourself, revive. Even the Renaissance was to reborn, rebring out what was nascent within you. And a simple thought is don't just think of yourself as a photographer. Yeah, just think of yourself like a big kid, an artist. You like to create stuff. And I would just say, from a simple percent, just keep creating stuff, keep uploading to your own blog, and keep publishing it, and never run out of fun and motivation.